with us today. It's great to see everybody. Paola, maybe could you introduce Mary Teresa? I saw her a minute ago. I can't see her now, but could you just... Oh, there you are. Fantastic. Welcome, MC. Marco, you turned up with a few guests this afternoon, didn't you? No, Marco, did you not turn up with a few other Filipino friends this afternoon? Okay, welcome. Any other guests? I think there is. Eleanor.
So this is Miranda. I'm a member of St. Anthony's Church. But some of you might remember her from the youth group about 12 years ago. She came along as one of the actions.
Welcome back, Miranda. Good to see you. Anybody else? No. Okay. Well, you're all really welcome. Just a few practical points, because I don't really know my way around Acton Baptist Church that well either. So if you've got young children, they meet in the kind of glass bowl at the back. It looks like they're mainly in there at the moment as well. Fire exits, pretty important. So you'll see there's two signs, both sides of me for the fire exits. Literally, you go out through that one and turn right, go out through the other one and turn left, and we meet on the street. Toilets likewise are through that door. Downstairs for the ladies' toilets, downstairs for the men's toilets, upstairs for the ladies. And those of you who are doing youth and children's work today, the youth are meeting, go through that door at the far side and downstairs, and then the younger children are meeting upstairs as well in the big hall. So practical points over. Let me just do a little bit of an introduction as well to the meeting. So for many of us, today is the first Sunday of Advent, the start of the new church year. And it's a time to reflect on the coming Saviour, our Messiah coming to be with us. And so it's really fitting that we're going to hear from Andrew Bull later on. And Andrew's going to be speaking to us on how we can bless others in this season of Advent and beyond, being Advent for others, pointing people towards Christ the Saviour. So we've got that to look forward to later on. And then there'll be a time to respond to Andrew's talk. And then I'm just going to open the mic for maybe 5 minutes or so. And partly we're doing that because last time we met, Anthony inspired us by talking about caring and loving the poor. Sorry, that's my Northern Irish accent. The poor. caring and loving for the poor. And he said, this needs a cultural change. This needs us to think differently. And he was talking about how they do similar things at Imperial College. So I just wanted us to have an open mic. Maybe some of us have got something to share. And Anthony called it a poor share. So we'll have a five-minute slot to do a poor share at the end. And then we'll do some intercessions. So that's the plan. Before that, we're going to take about 30 or 35 minutes just to be in the Lord's presence, to worship him, to give him thanks, which Dan and the band are going to lead us in. And as always, if you've got any prophetic senses, any words, please come up to me and share them with me, and we'll bring them out at an appropriate point in the worship time. But likewise, if you've got a word of encouragement that you think is for our worship time, either bring it out during the worship, or Dan will also be encouraging us at different points in the worship time to bring those words of encouragement out. And as we're able to, we strongly encourage you to wear a mask during worship for obvious reasons. Okay, so just a really short word of encouragement from me as we enter into our time of worship. I was praying for the meeting earlier on in the week, And I was drawn to look at the very last verses in the very last chapter of the very last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. And I want to start by reading from Revelation 22 and verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. So that's the Lord's invitation to us today. The Lord says to us from Revelation 20:17, come. He's inviting us to come and take the free gift of the water of life as we worship him. Revelation 22 goes on in verse 20 to say, amen, come, Lord Jesus. So it's our cry back to the Lord. It's our cry back to him. Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Maranatha. So as we enter worship today, let's lay hold of this double Maranatha moment where the Lord invites us and says, come, and where we respond to him and cry out and say, amen, yes, Lord, come. So let's stand, and let's just maybe, just before we go into worship, let's just maybe just pray in tongues and ask the Lord to come. Invite the Lord to come into our lives. Invite the Lord to come into the places that are difficult for us in our circumstances, and invite him to come into our worship. Let's just pray in tongues and say, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come into our lives, come into our worship today.